This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, sports, windbag updates, and the office chair Olympics. It's all right after this.
Comedian Drew Hastings from Los Angeles, California, has joined us in the studios.
You ever had an orgasm that is so violent, so intense, that your legs buckle, you hit your head on the bathtub, and no one finds you for hours? This has not been my day.
Yeah. What's so funny about that?
I'll be honest with you, I think that's actually how a lot of old people break their hip. Well, they say they fell on the basement stairs. Grandma's up there making little circles.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Also, some fascinating stuff in the news. Did you see this thing where you can actually go to the space station?
Yeah.
All you have to be is a billionaire.
Oh.
Mm. 58 billion or something, right? Something
yeah,
like that.
A little steep.
Well, I mean, come on.
Can I get a kosher meal with that?
58 million? I
you don't want a line if...
Can you imagine that if you pay $58 million, you get up there and the Wi-Fi stinks?
Oh man, yeah, you're.
I have a theory. The more expensive the hotel, the crappier the Wi-Fi.
Well, that's absolutely true.
Or the more complicated it is to log on.
Yeah.
Well, your password is the sperm count of the vice president plus the square root of. I'm sorry. Back to you. Sports. Yeah. Women's American women amazing in the world of.
Yeah,
soccer.
We'll get to that. A spokesperson for the National Prosecutor's Office in the DR.
Dominican Republic.
Says a second person.
Are we supposed to swallow this DR thing?
I'm doing it.
Like everyone does it and everyone's supposed to know.
I like the DR. I like the PR. I like the.
So is Puerto Rico.
I like the H.
Puerto Rico, the PR.
H, what is that, Hawaii?
Haiti.
Oh.
I like Haiti.
What's the C? Cuba?
I didn't say C.
Oh.
The C word?
What do you think? C?
C?
You like the C?
The C word.
College?
The C word is Cuba.
Cuba.
Could we move on?
David Ortiz is resting comfortably. Thank you very much. I bet he has the cable. I bet he has the TV package.
Sure.
No public indication. The man, the suspected shooter, they picked up another guy, and they don't know if he's the guy. That's the shooter, but they picked up another suspect.
You ever notice, Chick, I know that you're an expert on television.
Yes, go ahead.
When I was in New York, the hotel.
Yeah.
The television set.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes you walk in and the TV's already on, and it's on that channel that's all their hotel stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of cruising through whatever info that they have, and you want to change it. I had to go to the bathroom with the changer and study it for 3 or 4 minutes to figure out how to get anything to happen.
You know what?
Man. Now I've asked you this many times.
Because
intellectually, would you listen to me for a second?
It didn't say volume.
Would you listen to me for a second?
Like triangles and lines.
Might as well
have been in Braille.
Which is more likely? That they want to confuse you?
Yes.
Or you're just confused.
No, I had I went to the bathroom under bright lights and figure out
did.
The symbols on the thing. The how about words in English?
Men,
okay,
like a,
this is America. Get a television NASA set where I can figure out how to work it. Back to you.
So you weren't transacting in the bathroom. You just went in because
no,
the lighting.
I couldn't. No, because okay. I couldn't see the thing, and it was some designer had it. Oh, well, let's do it like dark gray on black. We're not hanging enough people. That's the problem with our society.
We don't hang anymore. I don't know if you
well,
noticed.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. And I told you my idea about the architects that design buildings that don't have enough bathrooms for the ladies at stadiums.
Yeah.
Put them over drunk tanks filled with the effluent from Portisans. We'll see who starts designing enough bathrooms. We'll get those toilets in there.
You're a hero to women everywhere.
The spokesperson.
Although I do find that some able to turn on to be in there peeing during a concert, and some chicks walk in and
somewhat of a turn on,
sprint for the stall, cutting in front of three guys.
Yeah,
hey, look, pal.
We've already known that.
Sorry.
A spokesperson for the DR, Julieta Tejada.
Just call it the Dominican Republic. Don't buy this journalistic DR.
Released
crap.
A press release on WhatsApp on Tuesday night. She declined to provide further details. Ortiz shot Sunday, now recovering surgery in Boston. Ortiz's wife says in a statement that he is stable, awake, and resting comfortably. Took a couple steps yesterday.
Oh, good.
He's still in intensive care at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Oh, isn't the rumor that this...
is he having an affair? Did you talk about that?
That's the...
I didn't know we were going to talk about a national treasure like David Ortiz.
Oh, possibly. I would imagine while she's visiting him occasionally, she
brings it up.
When she stands up, a hand might rest on the wound a little long.
Yes, yes. How do you say in Spanish, that bitch?
Maybe you can get that whore to come in here and help you while you're in the hospital.
Right. Yep.
But apparently this happened at a kind of an upscale, nice part of town. It wasn't... But if you, I don't know, if you're going to Jack Ruby a guy, don't you want to do it? Wait till he's walking out of the bar when it's not so crowded.
Also, they're online though, but who knows? That the way he was shot was a message too in the back. That's supposed to be not a very honorable. What he's done is not very. They're sending him a message, I guess.
Shooting a guy, that generally sends Dominican. A message, we want to kill you.
Yeah, pointing a gun at a guy, that would send a message to me. That would be enough.
Well, there are several, like, execution style,
Just hearing that cock of the gun, that would be message plenty for me.
Yeah, me too.
Go back to my idea. You do the dunk tanks full of Portisan effluent and,
Okay.
There you go.
Which is easier, shooting a guy or rolling a dunk tank into a restaurant? Come on, use your head.
Well, got to send a message.
Alex Morgan pulled out a Steph Curry move after scoring her fourth goal against Thailand on Tuesday. The United States beat Thailand 13-0 in the Group F game at the Women's World Cup in France. Morgan scored five of the team's goals. After her fourth, she proceeded to count her total out on her hands. Because Americans are gracious winners.
Yeah, obviously.
They're excited. They've been working...
They made the girls cry.
The 13 goals
scored. The girls made themselves cry.
There's no crying in soccer.
Yeah, apparently there is.
I don't think Thailand was clear on the rules about how to play soccer. They meant to go in the net or whatever.
Maybe
not. Like I said, look, ladies, you want napalm or soccer?
Well, that is just...
There is no correlation.
That was one of the shortest running game shows.
Napalm or soccer. Yes. Today on Napalm or Soccer, she's a housewife from Columbus, Ohio. God.
Likes to cook salmon using jellied gasoline.
And now your host, Robert Duvall.
I love the smell of salmon cooking.
Hey, speaking of Steph Curry, the NBA says Toronto's Marc Gasol should have been given two free throws with 49 seconds left of Game 5. The NBA Finals in Toronto, a game you recall the Raptors lost to Golden State by 1 point. Yes, this is the sound of a can of worms opening. Gasol was fouled by the Warriors' Boogie Cousins on a drive, the NBA said in a report yesterday. Gasol missed the shot, tumbled to the floor, but no foul called. Should have been. Could have changed the outcome of the game,
yeah.
Tom. That's
there
right.
Enough reviews in basketball.
The NBA did not want Toronto to win that game in Toronto. I believe that.
The NBA.
You're a conspiracy theorist now.
The big market, small market, is that where you are?
I'm just saying.
Toronto's
didn't want it to
big.
End. Well,
tomorrow,
it's only five
I'm
games.
I'm just telling you.
Doesn't
they make one a lot of
seventh,
money.
Is it 1/7 of the entire population
of
Canada live in Toronto?
Yeah, but there's only, 20 people in Canada? Come on.
Toronto's a great
Before
place.
Before these games, the average viewership in Canada was 700,000 for an NBA game. And now it has skyrocketed, of course.
Yeah.
But I think Christy might be onto something. NBA knows that it's...
Isn't that your new book, Worldwide TV Ratings?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't. They didn't want it to end
but
early.
You haven't
they
finished
so
Learn How to
money.
Eat yet.
Oh, Learn How to Eat is still in the works. Okay. These things take time.
It's a show I want to watch. You think the referees don't conspire with the... You're also paranoid.
I say the referees do what the NBA tells them to do.
I believe that.
And Adam Silver, of course, who's not from our planet, he mind controls them from the owner's body.
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
He's obviously was the mayor of Venus, and then they sent him down here to...
Governor.
The Oakland Raiders and Coach John Gruden and Antonio Brown will be the featured team this season on HBO's Hard Knocks because John Gruden is dreamy. There was a rumor that they were going to have the Raiders and the Redskins on at the same time in Brother versus Brother. And then but they didn't do
that. You got to be excited, Ace, your team.
It's another distraction.
That's exactly right. Actually, I'm surprised Ace takes this view. But yes, an informed football fan doesn't want their team.
Does the team get paid?
Because it's a big distraction.
Do they get paid?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to HBO.
Just wondering.
I would imagine. So I bet the league gets paid and they all share in the revenue.
But does the Raider organization get...
I don't know. What
they should get
And
something.
If they get paid, what checks do the HBO use? The one with the city scenes on them?
No.
Rainbows or Care Bears?
No, they've got Game of Thrones. They've got Game of Thrones.
Do they have Game
Care
of Thrones
Bears.
Checks?
Like
you like Care Bears checks?
Yeah.
You look like the kind of person who'd have rainbow Care Bear checks.
You know what? I don't. I have plain basic...
Do you still have checks?
I do.
Do you still have checks?
I haven't written one in a long time, but
yes, I do. Yeah,
they exist.
Mine are just the basic blue, whatever that you know, the normal looking.
Had to write two of them yesterday.
Uh oh.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
Want to say hello to those of us paying quarterly.
Oh.
If you're wondering why I can't sit today.
Oh, by the way, I have to get some paperwork to you. You may be writing a third today.
Bad timing.
Bad timing.
Chick. Got a win back here.
Go, baby, go.
This comes from Brian.
Do you want the music?
Sure.
Okay, do you want to explain what the win back system and how it works?
Oh, boy. If you don't care for something we've said, or you want to correct us, or you would just like to interject, please, by all means, send us a win back letter or voicemail.
How do you do that?
Using the Bob and Tom app.
Oh, bitch. Tom you can email Grinding us, Halt or... Griswold.
Why you gotta be such a win back?
Now, what language are you going to be speaking?
Dear Chip.
Chip!
Oh, already I love this
I've
letter.
Been listening to your so-called sports report for the last 2 days.
I can't
days.
Argue with anything you
I
said
realize
so far.
That a highbrow sport like tennis is perhaps too complicated.
This is a story about the French Open. I'm coming across the
of
counter.
Your ilk to understand.
I wondered why you didn't mention it too.
But the rest of us that aren't drooling imbeciles would enjoy hearing a bit more diversity in your... quote, sports reporting,
would you care?
Unquote.
We talked
about
that often.
By all means, tell us more about what the Redskins' third-string linebacker had for breakfast this morning.
I think it changed the face of the defense. Reuben Foster recently injured.
That Nadal team match was amazing.
Brian.
Brian, the new vice president?
Absolutely.
Of the Junior Winback Society.
I watched it.
Ask Josh. He just put out his book on Worldwide TV ratings. What was the French Open rating?
There were 17 people.
That's exactly right.
I disagree.
Next.
No, of course. Yes.
I'm sorry. Where were we? HBO and the Raiders.
No, let's get back to this.
Stupid world record.
Oh, I have some for you.
Japan's annual office chair Grand Prix.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And this guy's upset I'm not doing French Open material, but
this is something that everybody can relate to. You're sitting in your office, all of a sudden you start scooting around in your office chair, and they have a formal race.
Office Chair Grand Prix took place Sunday, June 9th.
Look at this picture. Look at this picture.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
The city of Hanyu. Oh, you're welcome. Hosted the event that saw 55 teams of three try to complete the most laps around the 200-meter, 656-feet course in 2 hours of watching people roll around on office chairs.
You know what's ironic?
Hmm.
If you look at this picture, Christy, you see all these dudes in these office chairs. By the way, most of them are wearing bicycle riding outfits.
Well, you don't want to fall out of your chair and hit your head.
No, they should require them to wear office clothing. you know, jacket and tie. And
I don't like that the I don't like this team of three that had the standing desks. They were just running. That's not fair, right?
Oh. And that leads to my point. All the spectators, there are no chairs. Look, all the spectators are standing up.
That's because they took all the chairs to race with.
I guess. But the trick to this appears to be doing it backwards.
Oh, sure. Well, that's how you're going to get the most
push.
Speed. Sure, yeah.
Sure.
It's better to push than to
and
try to pull yourself.
You don't get to push the person in the chair. The person in the chair has to, they have to.
Propel themselves.
Propel themselves,
of
yes.
course, yeah.
It's like a cool event.
Now, do they also have an event where they...
This looks like a cool event, is what he said.
Where a person...
And I'd like to say, as paranoid as I am, I'm proud to see these guys are all wearing bicycle helmets.
Well, sure. Yeah, they want to be safe, don't you?
Yeah. That's my first thought here, there.
You could fall 2 feet to the ground.
But when is this going to stop?
This is a good way to waste time in the job.
These sorts of stories.
They're never...
Is there an ancillary sport? Like, you know, they... Let's say there's all-star games. They have these other, like, the skills competitions. They should have other office skills competitions.
Like?
Sitting in your chair, spinning. Oh, you can just propel yourself once and see how many rotations you get.
Now, I'll tell you what.
All me.
We
all
have
me.
A, we
oh,
have
here
a,
you go.
We have a little place we could do.
Three.
You guys could each do a lap,
four,
and we could time you.
Are you dizzy already?
Five.
Okay, Josh, instead of doing that, let's do their competition. We have a small.
I'm out.
Circular area here.
Yeah,
but we can't really do this today because all the stuff from the performance room is all in the
hallway. Well, that obstacles make it more interesting.
That's like an obstacle.
Here's what's going to happen.
We could be timed.
You're going to push yourself backwards, and we don't have helmets, so we're going to fall backwards and hit our head and die of a concussion. Is that what you want?
Not dying. Maybe laid up for a few weeks. Be the way to go.
Time me.
Okay.
God.
Josh, wait a minute. Hey, wait. Ready?
You're going to hurt yourself.
Okay. As you go, can you make it around?
Yeah.
Okay, go. No, we have time. Go ahead. I'll start the clock. Ready? Now, you have to get back to your seat.
Okay. Do I have to put the headphones back on?
No.
All right.
Okay, now, toward Mark's studio, there's like a whole bunch of stuff in the hallway. So
right.
Be careful.
There's a
I
lot of
I want you to know that I've already
there.
Hurt my leg.
I hurt my arm pointing to where Mark's studio is.
So I would participate, but my feet don't
there's
reach
There's a
the
circular
ground.
Area that you can, okay,
this
Dean,
is, right. I'm going to go on record, and you know me, I'm Mr. Impromptu.
Uh-huh.
This is a bad idea.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Josh, you can circle the little inner core of our little building.
Shouldn't we
here?
Have some music while he's gone like that?
And I've got a timer on my desk here.
Okay. You time him, Ace. And let's see, I've got to find the proper
He's
music.
He's going to start from his spot or start at
no,
the door?
No, he's got to start from
how
his
how about
spot.
An honor of
and
games?
I have to come back to the spot?
No, yes. I think he should start
St.
at the
Louis
door.
Blues song is 2 minutes, 14 seconds.
Oh, no, don't ruin it for everybody.
If he starts at the
door. All right, start at the door.
Door, then
start
we can
once again, we're trying
start
to,
at the door.
We're trying to participate in Japan's office chair Grand Prix. You kick your chair backwards.
See,
And by the way, we're auditioning new office chairs this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, although, boy, those are expensive.
Oh, yeah, they're very expensive. But
now,
you got to get the nice ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to start St. Louis Blues. It's 2
no,
minutes
I hate
14
that
seconds.
Song.
Well,
don't do
you're
going
to have to live with it.
Here we
sacks.
Go. I've got Yakety
go.
Sacks. Okay. Ready? Okay. Ace, do you want to say go since you got the timer?
Ready, set, go.
Okay, Josh has just scooted down the hallway.
Man, I hope this is
out of the Napa Auto Parts studios.
Turning around by the studio where all the
and we have a couple camera guys out
there. Yeah, can't take that long.
Well, it's now there's a file
he's already back.
To go around.
He's already back.
He's
here
back.
He
oh, he hits the wall.
Oh, he
hits the
door.
Wall in turn four. He's back.
Boom.
How much?
21 seconds.
21
nice.
Seconds.
That was very good. Very good. He did hit the wall in turn four, but
he did.
Yeah, he.
You gonna try it?
He didn't
well,
pull a JR Hildebrand. He still
I'm
won.
Telling you, I don't know why, but I'm getting sick to my stomach thinking about falling over and hitting
my
head.
I can't because my feet don't reach the ground.
Well,
I could
lower your chair and try.
I never. Just a second.
Okay.
I never once was afraid of falling backwards.
Okay, now
really?
Christy.
It didn't feel like I was going.
Can you lower your chair so your feet hit the ground a little bit better? Once again, this is the office chair Olympic participation sport. You can do this in your office.
She's like a live Barbie. She's like 2 feet tall.
Okay, there you know. Oh,
there, oh, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
There
now
you
you're
go.
Way down.
Yeah. Here we
all
go.
Right. Now, yes. Ace, are you ready to time Christy? Is she? Once again, you push your office chair backwards where she's doing a lap.
Oh, she's ready.
Okay, you say when, Ace.
Ready, set.
Christy is off.
I almost ran into the printer.
Yeah, well, there's a Xerox machine there, and There's a big file cap.
She's around the turn.
Something went wrong there.
She's around turn one?
On the back stretch.
Okay, is she in the clubhouse turn here? Okay, she's coming into
the... Down the stretch.
There she
comes
around the corner. Uh-oh, not looking good. She must have hit an obstacle. There she goes. Oh, no.
Oh, she slams into the door jam.
What was it, Ace?
25.
Oh! Yeah! 4 seconds.
Josh remains the king. Well, this has been very exciting.
I got to try to do what the unheard of, the under 20-second lap. But
the Roger Bannister.
No, Ari Leyendijk.
Jim Ryan.
The great Ari Leyendijk, senior, the elder, of course, has the record for the fastest inter-office lap on a chair.
That would have been a lot easier if there weren't all those obstacles.
You're going to have to put your chair back up. I can't see you anymore over the top of the monitor.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.